This program is about real crime cases. I'm Darian. Please listen carefully. You may have the key to help solve a crime and collect a substantial reward for your information.
No Bluetooth? No problem. New Potato Technologies presents TuneLink Auto, helping normal folks who drive normal cars stream music from smartphones to car stereos. Tired of trying to find the music you want to hear? Let TuneLink Auto upgrade your car to modern without the expense. TuneLink Auto sets up a link between your smartphone and any empty FM station on your FM dial. If you can hear this ad, just go to newpotatotech.com and use the code RADIO to receive 20% off.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Yavapai County, Arizona, 2003. 19-year-old Lisa Guerrieri was very much in love. She had been dating her 20-year-old boyfriend, Brandon Rumbaugh, for just over a year. For their one-year anniversary, Lisa wanted to spend a romantic night sleeping under the stars. Lisa borrowed her mother's truck and went camping. The day following the camping trip, Brandon and Lisa hadn't returned home. The police were called, and within hours, a search was underway. A friend of Brandon's who was familiar with the area drove to the campsite and ultimately located the truck. What he found inside was horrifying. Brandon and Lisa were dead, still lying in the back of their trucks, tucked in their sleeping bags. Both had suffered multiple gunshot wounds to the head. The motive for the murders remains unknown, and homicide detectives remain baffled by the circumstances of the case. There is now a $10,000 reward being offered for any information in this case. To leave a tip, please visit my website, realcrimecases.com.